Now, in Iran, they've had about 15,000 people die thus far, a couple of dozen or more from the regime that leads that nation. More than 15,000 dead, though. A striking number, to say the least. My next guest, Alireza Jafarzadeh, is the deputy director of the Washington Office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. Alireza, welcome back to the program.
Sure. Thank you very much, Steve. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Good to have you here. So tell me, what do you believe the actual numbers are out of the nation of Iran? It's been devastated by this illness. They were still having gatherings of tens of thousands to pray about the virus. Probably not a good course of action overall, but tell me what you think you can glean from what you've heard.
Well, obviously, dealing with the Iranian regime, you have to understand that everything the regime puts out are lies after lies, and then they, you know, they cover up. That's the way the whole thing started with the coronavirus, and that's the way everything is still continuing as far as the regime is concerned. That's why, for that matter, to resolve the issue, the network inside Iran of the MEK, which is the main opposition movement, have collected information from hospitals, from, you know, local physicians, and all the resources they have had in all 31 provinces of Iran. And based on this information, even though the official death toll by the regime is about 3,000, but the actual number that we have collected is over 15,000. And this is in about 250 cities across the country, in, as I said, in all 31 provinces.
Alireza, is it possible that the number is actually even higher, because reporting obviously is spotty at best, difficult to get information out of the nation of Iran in many ways? Iran was offered assistance from the United States. Of course, they refused. Said,
yes,
we are the great,
absolutely,
Satan, and they wouldn't take help from us.
It's definitely possible, Stephen, that the numbers are actually even higher than what we are able to collect, because ourselves, our abilities are very limited. In being able to do to collect the information, and the fact is that the reason that Iranian regime, that Iran is facing such a situation is that the Iranian regime, through its affiliate of IRGC airline called Mahan Air, in the midst of the outbreak of the coronavirus in China, when it was in its peak, Mahan Air was having daily flights to four different cities in China,
right?
Passenger flights, bringing the Chinese clergy who were studying in Qom, in the religious city of Qom, and then, you know, back and forth. And they continued those flights even when everybody else had cut off their flights, but they continued doing that. That's how the virus actually got to Iran, in Qom.
And same way it got every place else.
How it spread from Qom to other cities.
Yeah, the same way it got every place else, it was directly shipped in. Alireza Jafarzadeh is the deputy director of the Washington Office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. So, as you look at this, Iran was facing backlash from the people. There were protests in the streets, a lot of unrest and upheaval over the last several months. Now you've got the number I had here, I think, was 27 members of the regime that had died thus far. You've got 15,000 people dead based on your numbers. Could be significantly higher. We don't really know for sure, and we don't necessarily trust the Chinese to tell us the truth, obviously. Or, excuse me, the Iranians to tell us the truth, obviously. Is there a chance this could lead to a change in the regime? Do you see that as a possibility?
Absolutely, because, you know, before the coronavirus outbreak, there were a series of very large-scale widespread protests and demonstrations in Iran back in November. The regime saw protests in over 200 cities across the country where people were chanting, "Death to Khamenei," that's the supreme leader of the regime, "Death to Rouhani," that's the president, and "Death to dictatorship." They were saying, "The enemy is right here. They lie when they say it's America." Clearly showing their hatred and anger against the regime and wanting regime change. And, of course, the regime had to bring in the Revolutionary Guards and using brute force, directly shooting at the demonstrators, killing over 1,500 people in a matter of days to temporarily put down the revolt. But, you know, that protests were reemerged in January when the regime downed the passenger plane, the Ukrainian passenger plane, killing, you know, a large number of people, many of them Iranian citizens, and then lying about that, saying that was technical difficulty of the Boeing. But later on, it became clear that the regime had actually downed the plane, and that, you know, created another wave of protests.
Sure. Let me ask you this, Eloisa. This is important. I need to get to this question because I need to know this, because I don't have any idea. I don't know if our listeners and viewers would have any idea. What is the medical care like in Iran? If somebody does get sick, if they need a ventilator, if they need first-class medical service, is it even available?
Well, you know, there is a lot of things that are available, but being available is one thing. But being accessible to the public is another thing.
Fair point.
You know, the there are a lot of resources in Iran, but unfortunately, the medical area, like all the other fields, is actually controlled by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. There is a foundation called SETA with over $100 billion of resources and a number of other foundations that are basically controlling the medicine industry, and they are the ones who are hoarding, like, you know, the IRGC is hoarding medical equipment and the, you know, like the masks and gloves and everything else in order to sell them in the black market and profit make profit out of it.
Instead of providing
those materials to the Iranian people who are in need of it.
That might not be unique, by the way.
A huge amount of masks to the Shia militias in Iraq and other countries in the region.
Yeah, that might not be unique, by the way, to Iran, the black markets. Alireza, Jafarzadeh, I greatly appreciate you being here. I've got to run. Deputy Director of the Washington Office of the National Council of Resistance Iran. Please keep us up to speed because we want to know how the Iranian people are doing through all of this. We know that countries like Italy and Spain are paying an awfully high price, and we believe Iran is as well. Thank you for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Have it. Greatly appreciate that. As we continue today, we'll dig deeper into this story. Again, the White House, if you're just joining us, saying that the next 2 weeks could be very dark days here in America. Anywhere from 100,000 to 240,000 of us could die the next 2 to 4 weeks because of the pandemic. And why is that? Because we were lied to, in part. And because for the last 20 years we didn't prepare, even though we were warned to do so. It's the No Panic Zone, the Steve Gruber Show on April the 1st. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. advisor.
The events of the last few weeks in the news and financial markets have us all wondering what the future holds. How long before we come out of this and life returns to normal? As we adjust to new terms like social distancing and working from home, Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services are taking steps to accommodate your financial questions and concerns. If you have a question about what your options are in these falling markets, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts. This has become a health emergency, and we need to take steps to keep ourselves safe, but this does not have to be a financial emergency that damages your outlook for retirement. We are here to help. To set up a video or phone consultation, call us at 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526, or go online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.